This class is about the Patal Guardians. Those are incredible beings that have created a humanoid form. So, before the Patal Guardians, there were no people the way we think of people. Other guardians created other types of form. These forms were non-human looking. Anything from jellyfish-like to a sphere-like to something that we might think of as an animal or geometric shape that's not even a form the way we think of a form. But Patal created this new pattern of a human-looking form. Patal are the elven people. So when we think of elves, we tend to think of like nature spirits. That has nothing to do with Patal. Nature spirits, that would be some further offshoot of the echo of that DNA that could resonate within a simulation, creating sort of a nature bouncing on of itself in this particular form that looks like a person. Most of the stories about the fairy people and about the elven people actually come from the imprint of some of the other cultures that came to Earth that were of the higher frequency. We had many different races that existed here on Earth from many different genetic hybridization projects. And they were not native to this planet. They came and visited. Some of them interacted with the people. And let's say Hyperboreans created their own project and interacted with the people of the north. And these people later on became known as Druids. And then Druids became associated with the fairy or the elven because they had access to that frequency. That's one way. There was another way when the reptilian beings called Amashutam, the female lizard people that were here, also were resonating their dragon codes into the human beings, and that's a different hybrid that has dragon codes that also was seen as the fairy, let's say, type of a person because of access to magic, would look like magic from human standpoint. So there are many misconceptions about what fairy and elven people are. What we're talking about here are the guardians. So dimensionally, forget 3D, go much further up to the frequency of 10D, 11D, and 12. Now we're really close to source. This is the place where guardian host is unified. And at the same time, there are a little bit of personalities, of individuality, of different guardians. And Patal were very particular beings because they individuated from Tal and kind of split into Pa and Ki. So there's actually a guardian that was even more unified. That is the Tal guardian. So from Tal comes Patal. Patal, the elven Tal. So Patal people, they essentially what we think of a human-looking person. There were originally three types of different elven groups. One was the fire elf, another one was the flora elf, and the third one was the water elf. Now, why are they connected to elements? We're not talking about people in the human sense sitting in something physical and, I don't know, bursting into flames. We're talking about really high frequencies, so 9D, let's say. In a 9th dimension, this is more of a blueprint from our standpoint. The original being was actually the fire elf. Those were the ones that were part of the project when Jira, which are another group of guardians, and their next level, which are the dragons, this amazing, amazing beings, really wise. Those are fire beings. They work together on a particular project. So originally, Patal actually helped the Jira create the dragons and that whole line of what we now know as reptilian. But as a, you know, thank you back, Jira and the dragons help Patal create a humanoid form with the imprint of the fire element. That was the first being that was human-looking, so it had this five-point shape, the star shape, two arms, two legs, torso, and a head. and it was made elementally very differently. It digested life force differently. It had experience with nature of the ninth dimension based on what we would think of essentially plasma, plasmic energy, atomic energy, and resonating that through itself in order to comprehend reality and create. It was an extremely creative being, but it was also really hard to manage. Beings that are originated from that line, from the fire elven line, are pretty headstrong. The desire, the passion is so strong because they're driven by the fire element that makes them much less versatile in participating in different simulations and different experiments. They kind of work well in small dose, like to go somewhere as a small anchor point to then do something to create change. But to put them all together, and you're going to have constant chaos and just too much. They don't necessarily fight, obviously, because they don't understand the concept of war, because there's no separation. But it's a really strong fire element energy. So the next being that was created to kind of remedy that situation is what's called a flora elf. The flora elf is actually the same humanoid form, looks very similar to the fire elf, but it utilizes different frequencies. It works much better within simulation environments. Flora elf was essentially designed in order to be inside of a simulation. This is where the Paatal, working with other guardians, decided to begin creating simulations. So some beings that were taking on the bodies of the stars were coming in and opening up their exploration by creating planets and then creating different simulated environments like classrooms in order to learn something, in order to actually graduate, in order to provide parameters for understanding reality. And Paatal was extremely instrumental in this concept of descension and ascension. So this is actually originated, from what I understand, by the Paatal. This concept that you sort of fall asleep and then you go deeper and deeper in density, and then as you wake up inside density, you learn something, you understand, and then you ascend, you arrive back in the level you started from, plus new wisdom, something you have learned. So that concept of descension and ascension is created by the Paatal, and the entire concept of simulations in which to learn, they were very instrumental in doing. So the Flora Elf was a template, a blueprint for a human-like being to learn within this system, to go down in consciousness and then come back up. And that consciousness went through certain stages. So at some point, I'll just finish the three different elven races before I come back to the stages of consciousness. At some point, much, much later on, so for a really long time, there was just two types of elven people. The fire elves, which were not that large in number, and there's still not that many of them in the universe, because as I said, they only need it in small doses. And the flora elves, which are pretty much most of us. Pretty much any humanoid race out there, may that be Pleiadian, Lyran, Vegan, Ameli, Sirian, Arcturian, Andromedian, as long as it is humanoid, star, you know, two hands, two feet, torso and a head, chances are it is one way or another linked to Paatal. And either is the Paatal soul group literally incarnating further down, and that's the elven line, that is the flora elf. That's the line that did this crazy opening up through the whole universe and populated it like a lot. Or it could be a hybridized template for the form that then used by other species as well. But the point being that pretty much majority of the human looking races, with variations depending how they've been hybridized, is usually actually the flora elf soul group, which is the Paatal soul group, coming in and exploring. So this became a prevalent way of exploring reality. This is why you notice that one of the most common blueprints out there for form in which to learn is a humanoid one. Not because somehow it's better than others, let's say a form that looks like an orb or a triangle, or a form that looks like, I don't know, a furry blob, could also be extremely beneficial for whatever lesson it is, but it's not as versatile. So to allow the most versatile experience of learning and within the simulation, the humanoid looking form, which is the Patal blueprint, is the one that everybody desires. That's why that form is so prevalent anywhere in the universe. So it's not because like, oh, we people are so special. It's because it's just we can experience more within that form than any other form. It's true that we can not experience some things that maybe some other form can. That's possible. But the range of different capacities, different skills and abilities that could be added into the human form, it's practically endless. I mean, there's so many species out there, even on a solar console. There's so many species that have abilities that we can't even imagine, and they are humanoid species. They might require different external environment because whatever simulation they come from, they might not be breathing oxygen, for example. They might be breathing something else, or their capacity to interact with water might be different than ours, and so on. But they still have certain similarity in the shape and overall blueprint of the chakra system in a vertical alignment, that the person walks vertically, and that the head, the consciousness, is stored in a brain that's above, set above. So there are plenty of species that don't look like that, where the brain, let's say, is underneath and the legs are on the top. And those are usually arachnean type of species. But the humanoid blueprint is the most versatile. So to finish up the elven people, the third elven type is the water elves. And those were created much, 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 much further, where the whole universe was already populated by the flora elves, and the fire elves were ancient by then. The water elves are the somewhat recent project of Khitri, which are another group of guardians, that are water type of guardians, with the Patal. Now, let's go back to the concept of different steps of moving along in consciousness. This is the part that Patal engineered as a way of experiencing reality, when we go down in consciousness and then come back up. So you can think of it as a V. You start at the source, or at oneness, or at whatever level of consciousness you begin your journey, which doesn't have to be that high, and then from there you go down. That descension process is when you experience certain amount of separation and kind of coming away from oneness in your experience. By the time you get to the lowest point of the V, that's the spot where it's the most extreme separation. Obviously, depending on a simulation, that extreme would look very different. Here on Earth, we have duality very far apart, so it's very extreme. But in other simulations, that V might not be as extreme. It might be more like that instead of like this. So the bottom point, think of it like if you jump in a pool and then you push off the bottom to start your ascent. So that bottom point is where we push off to start the ascent. So descension and ascension. Now, in a human simulation here on Earth, this is the process that all the consciousness goes through. So I usually equate this to the school system because it's easier to understand in the explaining it, because there's just linear terms are limited. So if we start from the level of consciousness when we're kind of like nursery school, that would look like people who are connected to everything and almost animal-like in their existence. And I don't mean it in any negative sense. They just really present, really connected to the planet. They are not separated even in their identities. So some Aborigine tribes of Australia, some Native American tribes, there are very few people that's still in that level of consciousness, but that's the more basic level. So that was the level of Lemurian culture when that was on Earth long time ago, 70-something thousand years ago. So then the next level of progression, it's kind of like kindergarten. That's the level where the entity begins to want to play and do something with the reality it's in. doesn't just exist, that now wants to like make something out of things, make a better house for itself or a nest or get something it wants. It has a little bit more of desire. That desire didn't really exist in the previous one. It was just kind of existing. So kindergarten stage is kind of basic desire. So in that level, there are some people on Earth still, but also not that many. That would be a very basic desire, like the person doesn't actually have ambition or understanding of anything in the future or whatever, but it might be more like they want a more comfortable bed, or they just really love their shoes, or they enjoy eating a particular food. But the rest of it is just kind of fades away. They don't care. So nowadays, there are pretty few individuals still left like that, but that would be the kindergarten level. Then the next level, that would be what we could say kind of like the primary school and into the middle school. So that's the tribal consciousness. That is the prevalent level of consciousness right now on Earth. Okay? Tribal consciousness means a group of people is defined by a certain understanding of themselves. So the identity still does not exist in the individual sense, just like it did not exist in the nursery school level or kindergarten level. In a tribal level, in that middle school level, identity individually still does not exist. What does exist, though, is a group identity or tribe identity. That could be this sports team against that sports team, or this family against that family, or this country against another. So nationalism, it's all about that. Anything that's tribal, when religion, that's another one. If people are separated by the concept of their belief in God, that is a tribal consciousness, because really there's all one God. So when we see ourselves belonging to a group, that belonging is not true universal belonging. It's not a vertical belonging when it's between you and God. It is a tribal belonging, kind of like horizontal belonging between you and a group of people. So majority of humankind right now is there. Next level of consciousness is where individuality point begins. That next level of consciousness, that's the V. That's the bottom point. So that is the most disharmonious level. This is where we could think of it like lower high school. This is where everybody who arrives there are extremely selfish. It is all about me, me, me. I want what I want. Usually those people become sort of like fake leaders. They try to manipulate the tribe into getting what they want. And usually think, oh, I'm better than you. I'm cleverer than you because I was able to do that. So a lot of sales tactics are based on that. Corporate structure of the big corporations is all based on that. Politics, all based on that. These are very few people that are manipulating really large groups of people on the planet. So that is the most disharmonious stage. And just wait when the rest of humankind gets there. That usually is pretty hard to watch. So right now, there are very few people who are in that stage. Next level is the progression of the individuality, so now the ascent begins, into understanding that there is something bigger than their selfish desires. That level, we can think of it like higher high school. Think of it like King Arthur, or Knight in Shining Armor, or Joan of Arc. It's a cause-oriented level. This is where somebody stands up for the cause. And the cause doesn't have to be that great. It could be something basic like, I don't want this restaurant to close because I love this pizza. Whatever. But it's still something that the person is choosing to sacrifice something, comfort or time or whatever, for whatever they believe in, that's now not selfish, just literally for them. So in a higher sense, as I said, that's Arcturian Arthur, King Arthur code. This is this knight honor code, you know, the samurai code. This is all based on this idea of, you know, you dedicate, you devote your life. The whole guru worship is in that stage. It's the cause-oriented stage. And that's very few people on Earth right now are in that stage, but there are some. Forerunners, that's where most forerunners are of the earthling race. Now, the next level of consciousness, we can call it college level, that would be when the person understands that everything is interconnected. So you can think of as a good person, you know, good Christian or good Muslim or good Jewish person, whatever it is, it's somebody that kind of like helps their neighbors and doesn't necessarily help only people of their religion, but anybody in the world, feeds animals, plants trees, just generally chooses not to focus on all the drama and the negative. Those are the people who will not necessarily stand up for a cause because they kind of already beyond that and they get that it doesn't really change anything that much. They are more about like, okay, just feed the hungry. Just like make sure that whoever needs a bed has a bed or something like more on a basic level, but it's more about caring. It's heart-based. That's the level of compassion. So that's a base college level. Every starseed that comes to Earth is automatically at least this level. Most are much higher, but that is the basic level. Next level up would be like more advanced level college, let's say master's degree type. That's when we understand that we actually create our own reality. We start building our relationship with God Source. We understand the essence within ourselves. And then when we move to the higher level of education, spiritual in this system, that's when we actually become godlike in our being. That's the self-mastery on a spiritual level to a whole other degree. That's where most starseeds actually come in. It gets confusing because you might hear this whole system and say, well, I have issues in a tribal, I have issues in the cause level, for sure, or even in a selfish level. That might be so, but those are issues. Those are not where your soul is. That's really important because you wouldn't be listening to this if your soul was at those levels. That's a misconception when we find that, oh, I have an issue here. That means I'm at that level. No, that means your personality has a hook there and something that it still has to finish up because there is a wound on that level. But your soul essence already has arrived at the higher level. You kind of piggybacked on yourself a little bit in order to learn a lesson, which is why a lot of times we might have the lesson at the lower level, even though our soul essence actually does understand that everything is one, that we're interconnected. So the soul essence is at that higher level. Okay? So that is the system that these beautiful Patal guardians have created. And that is the system that all human type beings that are Patal blueprint go through. Not just in this simulation, any simulation. Beings that are not Patal origin, also some have adopted this system and it became kind of a way of how the universe works. There are some beings that utilize slightly different systems and I'm not going to go into that. But for the human beings and majority of conscious cultures that we interact with, that is the system. We descend and we ascend. And there are stages of consciousness. So when you understand which stage you're at, you understand where you have a lesson. It might be in a lower stage. You now just understood something about yourself. That's power. And then when you interact with another person, you can also start navigating where they are so that it gives you more clarity on how to interact with that person. All right. In the meditation segment, we would go deeper into healing the wound in connection with whatever we have a component that of us that is stuck within the ascension stairway. So I will see you there.